The two countries may be going south somewhat. Ukrainian President Zelensky suggesting that President Trump is buying into Russian propaganda, adding that he would like the Trump team to be more truthful. More measles cases diagnosed in West Texas. The number of confirmed cases now at 58. A handful of cases diagnosed next door in New Mexico as well. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 134 points, the Nasdaq off 62, and the S&P is down 13 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A 63-year-old driver is facing charges after a serious crash in Edgewater on Monday afternoon. And Arundel County police say the accident on Mitchell's Chance Road happened when Joseph Illig Jr. crossed the center of the roadway and struck a pickup traveling in the opposite direction. The passenger in the truck suffered critical injuries and she was flown to shock trauma. Neither driver was injured. Illig is facing a number of charges, including driving a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. A Frederick man has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for armed robbery and attempted child abduction. 42-year-old Nicholas Albanes pleaded guilty in January in connection with the 2023 incident on Hillcrest Drive. And police need help in a missing person case. 64-year-old Carl Eccles hasn't been seen since the end of January, last seen in the Reisterstown area. He's 5'10", 175 pounds. He was not driving a vehicle. And please call Baltimore County Police if you have any information. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for the eminent Gary Stein. We begin this morning in the Florida sunshine, where the Orioles are intrigued by their 35-year-old rookie pitcher, Tamayuki Sugano. He may be untried in the American League, but in Japan, he's already a legend with the equivalent of two Cy Young Awards and three MVPs. He came all the way across the Pacific to report on Sunday. He threw on Monday, and he is undoubtedly a player to watch as the spring unfolds. Now we travel from the sunshine to the indoors where basketball is played. After a few years in the wilderness, the Maryland Terps are back and ranked number 20 in late February. As we speak, they're preparing to take on USC tomorrow night. March Madness is just around the corner and the Terps are peaking, often with five players scoring in the double digits. Can you imagine former Orioles manager Earl Weaver, one of the most famous umpire haters in history, leaping out of the dugout to scream and rain spittle in the face of a robot? Well, this spring it may come to that for today's managers. That's because MLB will be testing a new automated balls and strikes system called ABS in about 60% of this year's spring training games. This electronic eye will allow teams to challenge ball and strike calls that they feel the old-fashioned umpire might have blown. The program is still in development, and they won't be using it in this year's regular season. And that is Stein on Sport.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We are stuck in the deep freeze until Friday when we finally get above freezing. Today, a slight chance of a snowflake or two, 30 the high, scattered light snow an inch or less tomorrow, 30 tomorrow, Friday sunny and 39. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 23 degrees in Dundalk, 20 in Owings Mills, and 22 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. It's already been a chaotic morning here at WCBM, but I know that you have options, so thank you for choosing the chaos here with Kim Klasick Live every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I do appreciate you. We're talking about some House bills. One that has been introduced, House Bill 380, which allows the decriminalization of selling condoms and contraceptives in general to children as young as in kindergarten. And you have Delegate Williams in Prince George County. She wants this to happen by October 1st of this year. Now, I don't know why. We're still trying to figure that piece out. And then also we were joined on the show by Delegate LaToya Cogolo, and she was talking about House Bill 161. Now, she did tell us, and this is about parental rights, by the way, she did tell us that it did pass the House. Of course, she voted against it, but now it's making its way to the Senate. Now, I will say again, the Senate is usually a bit more conservative, usually. But right now, the Democrat Party, I don't know where they sit. And I don't think they know where they sit because, you know, losing the popular vote, seven swing states, and so many minority voters during this last election cycle, I don't think they know what to do. And they're probably wondering, do we, you know, crank the pandering up? Do we dial it back a little? Because it doesn't seem like they're dialing it back very much. But as Delegate Cogolo shared with us, she said that there are some Democrats in Annapolis that aren't too excited about some of these bills either. And I will tell you, I've had the same conversations with Democrats. Of course, they don't want to come on the show. And look, we are supposed to have one Democrat come on the show, the new senator, Senator Carl Jackson. He is going to come on the show. But there are some that like to call or text or send an email, and they will say that they are against a lot of these bills that have to do with the LGBTQIA community. There, believe it or not, there are a lot of Democrats, many of them that are Black, that do not like these bills that are tailored to the trans community at all. They're actually against supporting the trans community, but they can't say it. And this is another piece, you know, Democrats, you're going to have to stand up to these people. You know, at the end of the day, when we, the Republicans, when we say that we don't believe that we should be paying for gender-affirming care, and we don't believe that kids should learn about all these different things before they're of adult age, you know, when it comes from us, they call us what? They call us Nazis, we're homophobic, we're transphobic, we're all these things. If it came within your own party, and this is just a piece of advice, if enough of you got together and you stood up to the trans mafia, I'm telling you right now, they will back down. Because right now, they're calling you their allies, right? This is why they use that term so much. They look at it as you're our friend, and you're going to help us do and accomplish whatever we want, just like the teachers union, right? They say, oh, these are our allies. Yeah, no, you guys, you got to put your foot down. If you're not with this whole trans situation, put your foot down. Transitioning children, there are so many Democrats across this country that do not want to have that conversation, and they don't think it's cool. But they won't say it. They won't do it, right? They fear losing donors. They fear being called some of these names. They fear losing their seats. because, you know, the trans mafia will sit there and they'll protest and they do all these things. I find it very interesting that you have so many of the trans mafia that have so much time to protest. Why is that? You know, I would like to know that answer. Why is it those that are these activists and advocates for, you know, some of this outlandish, crazy stuff, why does it seem like they have so much time on their hands? That's a question that I have. Maybe they have so much time. That's why they're thinking about this kind of stuff. I do have Richard in North Carolina. Richard, did you want to weigh in on House Bill 380?
Yes. Well, you probably can't recall her. There's something mentally wrong with her. But I think a Republican in that district ought to start running this morning against her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Richard, PG County, it's pretty blue down there. There's some moderates, but it's pretty blue. I would settle for...
Even coming to that, I lived in Maryland for 60-some years. And as a kid, I couldn't believe the Democrats won all the time. I think they need a commission to audit every election in this country.
Yeah.
California, New York, why would you keep voting for people destroying your state, raising your taxes, and going against the majority of the people? I think they're all fixed.
Yeah, or you know what? And sometimes I look at it, Richard, voter turnout, right? So voter turnout so low. In my view, those that turn out are usually the ones that are on the take, right? They're the nonprofits, they're the, you know, the government workers that are getting, you know, some of the money from it, because the voter turnout, it's way too low here in the state of Maryland. If we have people really turning out that are against these things, I think we would win more seats.
I think, something needs to be done with her, but...
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Somebody should start running this morning. That's all I can say. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. I agree with you. I will say, you know, PG County, that's so tough. You know what I would do? And, you know, this is just... You know, me spitballing here. I would say if I was running the MDGOP, I might try to look for a moderate Democrat to run against some of these ultra progressives, right? Because if you think about it, if you're thinking about the long game, right? I mean, you're thinking maybe 5, 8, 10 years down the road. If you're thinking about the long game, would it be more ideal that we would prop up more of these moderate Democrats? And then perhaps when it's time for us to really face some of these candidates in the election cycle, perhaps 8 years from now, you could have a Republican that would be victorious, because that would just be the next step for that district, right? You know, you might have voters that will say, hey, you know, of course I do like so-and-so, and I, you know, they're all about making sure that we have more police. They're all about, you know, some of these things that I do agree with. But I'm going to take the next step to the Republican candidate, because now the Republican, they're talking about more career opportunities. They're talking about school choice. You know, maybe the next step for them 8 years from now is to vote for a Republican. That might be a silly idea. It could possibly be, since I've never actually won a race myself. So I'll hold that L. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like you got to start thinking outside the box here. So, you know, to Richard's point, I don't think a Republican could win in District 22, but a moderate Democrat could win, especially if they, you know, have people knocking doors now talking about House Bill 380. I think that you would, because in PG County, there are some blue dog Democrats there. There really are some. Many of them government workers. But could you get them to vote for a moderate Dem? Yes, you could. Yeah, you could. Let's see. I've got some more texts here before we move on. Mike says, it seems to me the Democratic leaders and school systems are brainwashing and molding our kids to go against their family values, members, religion, and to hate Americans, which I think makes them have low self-esteem and produces suicidal tendencies, or that's when it comes to taking people's lives. Mike, you're not wrong. There's definitely some brainwashing going on here. And this is why I say all the time, thank goodness, you know, Olivia's father and myself could afford to put her in Catholic school. Because, you know, if she went to public school, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. And I feel for all the parents that do have their kids in the public school system. And that's why, you know, we're here at WCBM and talking to all those that are in office and hoping that we can do something about the public education system, because you don't deserve that. As taxpayers, you're paying into it. Are you paying for your kid to be indoctrinated? Absolutely not. That's not what you signed up for. That's not, you know, that's not what you asked your tax dollars, to pay for. So I do believe that there are doing things there. And I've mentioned this before. You know, all this with transitioning kids. When I was growing up, I never heard of a kid saying that they wanted to be the opposite sex. Now, you have some people, some progressives, that will say, oh, well, this has always been a thing. But the kids didn't know that they could actually do it. So that's why we're telling them, which is a bunch of baloney, right? That's not true. That's ridiculous. But on top of it, they'll say that this isn't influence. It's something that's coming to them naturally, as I was saying with Delegate Congolo there. But if you look at, like, the Amish community, do you have any people in the Amish community trying to transition? No. No, you don't. And it's just, you know, there are many communities where they don't, you know, talk about any of these items. I would even say, is it the Mennonites? Yeah, they don't talk about this stuff. You never see any transitioning kids in their communities. Now, I said this before in a debate, like on a panel. And the woman came back at me and said, well, that's because they don't allow that discussion and that kid knows not to even question whether they can, you know, transition. I said, that's a bunch of, you know, that's not true. And then I asked her, how many Amish people do you know? Have you ever even met an Amish person? But you're going to sit here and tell me that these kids are feeling it inside. They're too afraid to come out of the closet on it. Get out of here. There's no way. There's no way. This is not a thing. Also in other countries. Why is it just, you know, here out west? What, you know what I mean? In other countries, they don't do this. This is why so many Africans, if you didn't know this real quick, this is why so many Africans didn't like President Barack Obama. And if you look at some of the countries, whether it's Nigeria, you know, others out there, Ethiopia, a lot of them did not welcome Barack Obama, believe it or not, because they said, and this is something that our media didn't really cover, they said that they didn't appreciate him pushing the LGBTQIA community, in their minds, garbage. They said they didn't want anything to do with it. They pushed back against it. There were times where Barack Obama apparently was looking for invitations to some of these countries, and they actually denied it. They declined him. That's what we should have done here. We should have declined him here. They were, you know, and I always look back because they said, you know, the whole thing was, are you ready for a black president? And I'm thinking, sure. And then it was like, you know, what he should have said is, are you ready for a black president that's going to push all of this nonsense, whether it's Black Lives Matter, defunded the police, you know, the whole thing. If you think about Barack Obama when he was in office, what a nightmare. Really, what a nightmare. The trans thing took off like with lightning. And then all of a sudden you're seeing all these pride flags. And somebody that grew up with Rainbow Bright like I did, I was thinking to myself, like, why are we allowing them to hijack the rainbow? You know, I had the Rainbow Bright canopy bed. I had everything Rainbow Bright. And now when I look at a rainbow, all I think is, you know, the gay community. And it's just like, well, how did we get here? Why are we doing this? You know? And then so now... my daughter's friend, Stella, and happy birthday, Stella. Stella had her birthday dinner last night, and so we had to run by Target to pick up a bag for her gift, like a little gift bag. And then Olivia, she's looking at the top shelf. She goes, oh, we're going to get this one, Mommy. And it was a rainbow gift bag. And I said, you know, I like the polka dots. I think... And it's sad. Of course, I didn't say anything about it, but it was just kind of like, it's now every time I see a rainbow, I'm just like completely like, you know, it's exhausting looking at a rainbow these days. All right. Let's see. Paul in Parkville. Paul, did you want to weigh in on House Bill 380?
I certainly do. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have no idea what any of these people, especially Delegate Williams, are thinking. Physically, there is no way a kindergartner, a nursery school age child, or even elementary school can use the things. So why would they even need condoms or whatever in a vending machine?
Yeah, no, Paul, it makes absolutely no sense. And that's why I asked, you know, is it possible they want the parents to have access? I don't get it.
I mean, there's so many things wrong with this. I just don't know what they even think.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to email Delegate Williams.
Oh, good.
Because, I mean, if enough people do that, maybe they'll think a little bit.
Yeah. Or you know what? You're right, Paul. If enough people did it, at least I feel as though she would have to put out a statement and give a reason right. Why.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day. Yeah, you guys, if you could, please reach out to Delegate Williams' office. And that's what Delegate Fisher is asking everybody to do. Again, the office number is 410-841-3058. That's 410-841-3058. And then her email is just nicole.williams@house.state.mdus. Again, it's nicole.williams@house.state.md.us. And Delegate Fisher, he said, you know, the best question he believes to ask in that email, if that's what you said, is what is she trying to achieve by making these condoms readily available to kindergartners at school? And I think that is a good question. And that's why I said maybe she will come out with a statement. And maybe it'll force her to come out with a statement. All right, coming up next, we are going to get into this big question of the day. Now, I see, you know, some people, you might be afraid to take part in our poll at WCBM.com. And the renovation real estate question of the day is, did desegregation have more pros or cons? So the choices there are pro, and of course, the other choice is con. Now, we can't see your name. Nobody can see what you press. Now, I know this is an interesting topic, okay? And I don't suggest anybody going out there asking their friends about it. But here, this is a safe space. Here we can talk about desegregation and what that looks like today. We'll do that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement. With a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. All right, we are going to get into this topic of discussion. I know, it's an interesting topic, and I only bring this up because it was trending yesterday. Real quick, I got a text here from Janet. She said this is about Atterbury and House Bill 161. Again, that's to deny public school parents their right to, you know, opt their kid out of certain lessons and curriculums at school. So if you don't want your kid to learn about, you know, different positions during intimate moments, according to Delegate Atterbury, she doesn't want you to be able to opt out of that. She thinks that your child should have to learn about those things. Again, that's House Bill 161. And Janet sent this over, and I forgot to mention this, so thank you, Janet. Atterbury, the delegate, you know what? Her kids don't even go to public school. So this bill is going to affect public school students. Her kids go to private school. But she wants public school students to have to learn about different ways to be intimate and even a very young age. So thank you, Janet, for reminding me of that. This is just how sinister and ridiculous these people are. And I think, like our friend Richard in North Carolina says, I think that if you could get some of these moderate Democrats that are against these bills, if you could get them to figure out how to find individuals within these districts to run in primaries against these progressives, I think you would stop at least seeing stuff like this. Now, do they also bring other headaches like, you know, bad energy policies? Sure, they do. Even the moderates. But this is over the top. It's over the top. And yes, her kids don't even go to public school, which is absolutely ridiculous. All right, so the question of the day, and it's at WCBM.com. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? And that's here in America. Okay, so far, 38% of you say pros, 62% of you say cons. Again, this is a safe space. Don't worry, we cannot see your name. We have no idea who you are. If you want to call on it, you can. You can be anonymous. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. When we get back, I'm asking you this is because Trevor Noah, and you might recognize the name because I think he had a night show. There's like a, what is it, like almost like Stephen Colbert, those kind of like night shows or whatever the heck that is. Oh, and it was on Comedy Central. Look at Brian, the producer. He knew that fact there. Yes, he was on Comedy Central. And I've seen some of his clips. I think Trevor's actually pretty funny. But he was having this conversation. He was having it in a very serious way. And he was sitting there in a, you know, in a group of two other women. It was him and two other women. Both of the women were black. This is not the first time I've heard this come up. And I've heard it come up often in the black community. And when we talked about possibly 5 years ago, I don't know if you guys recall, but this is when you had a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests, things like that. You had a lot of students at some of these schools, you know, whether they're huge universities or what have you, they were talking about segregating themselves from the rest of the student body. And I don't know if you recall this, but there were some students that thought, minority students, that thought that they should not have to deal with white students, whether it was in the cafeteria or in the library, in these public spaces. So this isn't the first time that I've heard this come up. And that's why I was asking you with the question of the day, again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? I can tell you what, in my view, I believe that it had more pros. But my experience could be very different from your experience, right? And so when Trevor Noah brought this up, and again, we'll play this audio when we get back, he was asking it, wondering whether or not, is it because the cultures and everything is so different, whether or not it made sense to truly throw and integrate people into some of these situations. Like, you know, you remember with Ruby Bridges, remember she went to the white school and all that other stuff. So I guess his argument is he believed that went above and beyond and probably made racial tensions a lot stronger because of the way that we did it, which some people could agree. All right, we're going to have this conversation when we get back, and I do hope that you weigh in.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A brutally cold winter holding much of the country in its icy grip. Extremely low temperatures extending from the northern plains all the way down into Texas. Elon Musk suggests the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack the waste and abuse now, we could find it's too late. Musk and the president sat for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News. 14 Democrat state attorneys general have failed in a bid to halt the work of DOGE, federal judge rejecting their request for a temporary restraining order. And voting 51-45, the Senate has confirmed Howard Lutnick to serve as Commerce Secretary. Wall Street, Dow down 154 points. The Nasdaq is off 69 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body. especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The long lacrosse season has barely begun, but the Terps are already smoking it.
Smoking!
They're 3-0 and have beaten the up-and-coming University of Richmond, local rival Loyola, and most important, they crushed number 2 Syracuse last Saturday. Next up for the juggernaut Terps is number 5 Princeton this Saturday. It will be a test to see if Maryland can continue to stack the victories against America's best teams with some of the best squads in the game still yet to come. In a bizarre story, federal prosecutors have filed charges against 7 men in a string of robberies against American professional athletes. The alleged criminals are all Chilean and were members of a South American theft ring. They ripped off some prominent athletes, including the Milwaukee Bucks' Bobby Portis and the Kansas City Chiefs' Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Other victims were from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The group is accused of stealing more than $2 million in valuables. In baseball, the boys of summer are back in spring training where the Orioles hope that their Cy Young candidate, Kyle Bradish, is fully recovered from Tommy John surgery. He put up great numbers in 2023 and last year too, posting sub-300 ERAs both times. But that was before his rendezvous with the surgeon. His recovery is going well, but he's not expected back until after the All-Star break. That's all there is to know, and that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Lots of clouds, a little bit of snow today and tomorrow, and then the sunshine shows up just in time for the weekend. And along with it, temperatures finally begin to warm up. Only a slight chance of a snowflake today. 30 will be as warm as we get. Upper teens to low 20s tonight. Scattered light snow showers, less than an inch tomorrow. 30 the high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Democrats, stop telling me. And everywhere I go, oh, he's such a good man. He's so compassionate. He's such a decent man. He's so honorable. He's a man of integrity, a man of character. No, he's not. People with integrity and men of character don't put other countries first and ignore their fellow Americans who are in need, in desperate need. And, of course, they all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, this is a touchy topic, but I'm having it because I don't believe, whether you think that desegregation had pros or cons, I don't think that, you know, you could be racist on either side. I don't believe that, okay? I don't believe that. And this is a safe space. Now, am I asking you to go out and talk to your friends about this at the next, you know, happy hour? Probably not. Probably not. Don't go up to somebody in a bar and tell them that you think desegregation was a problem, okay? I don't want to hear about any bar fights, all right? But this is a question because Trevor Noah, who used to be on Comedy Central, according to Brian the producer, he was having this conversation with two women. Take a listen.
I found myself wondering, and this applies to America, and then maybe it'll go to other places in a different way because Finland ties in. Do you think that integration was the right move? Like, and now I'm separating two things because I know in America people are like, well, of course, I mean, there was racism and there was segregation. And I go, yeah, no, I'm separating them. Let's separate someone being oppressed and someone not being able to get a job and someone not being mm-hmm. able to get a bank loan. Let's take all of those, the negative things away. Mm-hmm. Because I'll put myself out personally mm-hmm. and say, I think whether we're talking about gifted kids mm-hmm. who are anomalous, let's say, to the norm, mm-hmm. whether we are talking about, and I mean anything that mm-hmm. does not fit into a category, I think the part of the reason Finland is able to do it is because, have you been to Finland?
It's very homogenous.
I've been to Finland. You know who's in Finland? Finnish people. That's it. And because they're all Finnish, there's an idea of like, no, we all head in the same direction. Mm-hmm. We all know what our actions mean. And that's a really powerful thing I've learned in communicating with other people. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a room with anyone where we start to tie together multiple things. So if I'm in a room with black people, already there's like an implicit trust because we know what certain actions, words, and vibes mean. Mm-hmm. And then you're in a room with another African. Mm-hmm. Now, even if you shout at me, I know what your shout means. The same way an Italian knows what an Italian shout means.
Yeah.
Right? I know I'm prefacing it with a lot because it's a loaded question.
Yes.
But I would love to know if you think integration was the right solution, maybe, on the other side of, America, of civil rights.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I don't think it's actually that controversial when, if you understand that segregation and integration weren't the only options. Like, those are, within those two options, it may seem like integration is the more progressive. Like, of course, we don't want segregation. But again, when you're being integrated into institutions, into a culture that's a supremacist culture, that's a culture that feeds off of hierarchy, that feeds off of insecurity, anxiety, why are we being integrated into that?
Now, the woman at the end there took it to a different level. And she was trying to make the argument that white people are so racist and they only believe in supremacy and we should have never been integrated at all. And then she also said that there were other options. Where were the other options? She never said what other options there were. Well, anyways, when Trevor Noah was speaking about it, I thought he was, asking some serious questions there. And I say this because the way that we did integration here in America, it was, I guess you could say it was very, what's the word should I use here, Brian? It was very cumbersome. It was kind of aggressive, because what we did is we took whether they were, small black kids or small white kids, and we kind of just threw them in the situation where it was at the schools or have you, and they then found themselves in just a very, I'm sure for a kid, a very odd and uncomfortable situation, and then we expected them to learn on top of it. Now, do I think that we should still be segregated? Absolutely not. I think there's more pros to the fact that we're all together as one. And a lot of that for me is like, with success, when you have exposure, to certain cultures, that's why everybody I think loves America, because it's like this melting pot of people. And you do have all these different cultures and you do have all this, these different ways of doing things and different minds and different experiences. And I love that. I love that about us. I don't want to be in a group where everybody's just the same, right? It's kind of like it's kind of like being on True Social, right? It's like being on you're on this app, this platform where it's like only like-minded people are posting. And it's kind of boring. And it doesn't really make your mind expand that much, right? Because, you're not mixing with the other side and trying to, debate different topics or get a feeling of where they're coming from and their perspective. And I like the platform X because then we're not just preaching to the choir. And some people might like True Social and the way that it's, like that, but I don't. That's why when Democrats said, oh, we're leaving X and we're going to go to this new platform where it's just us. And I thought, have fun. You'll be back next week. Because it's not fun. It isn't. But that's the question of the day. I'm going to read the results and we'll get to the phone lines. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. And that is the question of the day. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? And that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You can go to WCBM.com and take part in a poll. You don't have to call in. And again, your name, nothing is attached to any of this. Okay. So far, 54% of you said pros. 46% of you said that there were cons. And what I say, and here's where I stand on the issue, I think it's great that we are all together. But I believe the way that we integrated seemed, you know, looking back on, you know, and I can't say I was there for it, right? I just look back on whether it's Ruby Bridges and others, and I could say that, wow, that was like really possibly throwing Ruby to the wolves, really, you know? And then on the other side, remember, you had white kids that were going to black schools. And so, you know, the way that we did it, possibly there was some resentment that was fueled because of the way that we took on this process. And I think that's, you know, a fair thing to say. Maybe you don't feel the same way. That's why I'm going to go to the phone lines here, and then I'll go to the text line. I got, Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, I don't mind putting my name to this. I will keep my high school out of it, though, but I will say I was one of the cons, and there's a lot of reasons. And I hate when liberals say, let's put nuance to this, but a little bit of nuance. Democrats are the ones who segregated. Let's just be blunt about it.
Yep.
They're the ones who segregated the South. They were racist. But what I think happened, I think the cons that came out of all of this, especially not initially, but now in modern-day retrospective reactionary people, is that it made everybody more racist. Initially, I would say, both sides, at least the South, just immediately was like, yeah, you see, we let these people do this stuff, and that's what happened. But nowadays, it's almost the other way around. The people who were not, you know, integrated into the society have decided that white people are evil because they let black people go into the same school with white people. I went to school in Baltimore City. Like finds like. Homogenization is typical. Usually, you're going to find people that are like you. Now, that's not to say that, and I hate to say it, but I had black friends. But going to school in Baltimore, there were definite people segregate themselves anyway.
Yeah.
The desegregation movement, the desegregation process, was a waste of government time and money. What should have happened was the South should have been reprimanded for continuing their racism, and that should have been it. Federal funding should have been cut off from Southern states if they continued the process, rather than just slapping everybody together.
Yeah.
But government works fast, not slow, and usually it's never the best process. And as much as I like Doge, it's kind of the same thing. It's working fast, not slow.
Yeah.
Most things in government are rapid, and it always ends up with some negative effects. So that's why I think there's more cons. I'm happy that we live in a giant salad bowl instead of a melting pot. We were never a melting pot. I have an Irish flag in my house. I've got a friend who has a Mexican flag in their house. We're both proud of our own cultures. Yeah. We're a salad bowl, not a melting pot, and that's the way it's always been.
Yeah. Well, great points there, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great week. Yeah, a lot of great points there. And, you know, that was a great way to put it, slapping everybody together. Because that's how it seems. And he's right, how government, they do things and they throw a blanket over it. And I'd still look at the COVID pandemic for that one. We should not have been told that we had to get a vaccine. We should not have been told that we had to shut down our businesses. We should not have been told that we could not assemble at churches. But that's what they decided to do, right? They made all the fitness centers, all the gyms, close the doors, even though keeping people in shape is probably the best thing to do right now. And I would agree with that. And I do believe slapping everybody together, I think that fueled a lot of resentment on both sides. I do. If you're just joining us, we're talking about desegregation. It's the question of the day. The desegregation have more pros or cons? Go to WCVM.com and take part in that poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I got John at Middle River. John, thank you so much for holding on for so long. You wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Love the show. Love you. Been able to turn a couple of people onto your show, so I'm happy about
that.
Thank
you. Thank you.
The previous caller kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. I just wanted to offer an observation. I remember, okay, desegregation, we're going to desegregate, and everybody's going to love everybody. But, you know, people segregate themselves. People are tribal. I learned this from just living life and also listening to a former talk show host, Ron Smith, and he labored the point that people are tribal and will gravitate towards their like kind. Now, that's fine. That's human nature. I also like the previous caller's metaphor of the salad bowl instead of the melting pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I do wish that the concept of the melting pot was fostered more. We have concentrated on what makes each of us different. We focused on our little groups, and we have not really concentrated on what our likeness is, what brings us together, the things that we have in common as Americans. And I just resent and really dislike all of these labels. I'm this kind of American. I'm that kind of American. I'm whatever kind of American. I'm an American. I look the way I look. I have my skills. My family's my family. My friends are my friends.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to like me. You don't have to love me. I don't have to do that for you. You know, it's just, let's just go about our business. Let's just try to move forward, make a better life for each other, and you know, speak the truth, share a smile, hold the door, be a gentleman, be a lady, and carry on. What else are we going to do? Fight forever? My God.
Yeah, no, great points there, John. And you're right with the identity policy or politics, I should say, with the different voting blocks. Right. We hear about the different voting blocks every election cycle. And I agree. I mean, I think that was a great way to put it. It's not really a melting pot. But I do also agree with the fact that, you know, you just pointed out we should try harder. That's why I want to make English the language of the country. I think that would help.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. John.
Absolutely. Well, how can that be argued with?
Right.
I don't understand how that could be argued with. And if you go to any other country, I don't know this as a fact, but I would. It's safe to assume that, you know, the majority of people in other countries, they don't want to speak any other language than their native tongue.
Right.
And we're the only ones that beat the crap out of ourselves for being ourselves. I'm sick of it. I'm an American. I'm proud of this country. We're not perfect. We've got a long way to go. But you know what? We're the people that can solve some problems. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Amen. John, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you. Look, you guys are making some great points here, and I'm glad that we're having this conversation because it really isn't about racism or anything like that. I just want to get your opinion on this. If you're just joining us, did desegregation have more pros or cons? Question of the day, WCBM.com. Partake in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I've got Preston in Severna Park. Preston, what say you?
Hey, Kim, how are you doing? I'm so glad you had my friend on the toilet today. She's one great
delegate. Oh, yes. Hey, Preston, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, just want to let you know, I remember stories from my mom. My mom went to Woodlawn during segregation. My mom said she remembers the buses pulling up with black students on it, and a look on their face, they were scared to death.
Oh, I bet.
And okay. She said that she was very popular in school. She got, you know, best looking, best dressed. And she went to one of the black students, female, and sat down and had lunch with her. And the look on the other people's face were priceless. She says, I didn't care. She was alone and scared.
Yeah.
So there was some take backs on it. She said it took a while for them to acclimate into the school. But she said eventually people came around and started welcoming them. But she said, when they first showed up that first day, she said she can remember it. She's 78 years old and can remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it was.
She
it was
remembers
not.
The riots in Baltimore. She remembers all that.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
well, thank your mom for us for doing the right thing there, Preston. And I appreciate
you. Got
you. Yeah.
Like you do every day.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a great week. And see, that's what I was thinking about this whole thing. It's like, when you look back on the stories and how they integrated blacks and whites in schools, it looked like a disaster, and it looked like a nightmare. And it also makes me think about, because, you know, we started the show talking about protecting kids. If you look how we handled integration, we didn't protect those kids. That's not what we did. You know, I guess looking back, you know, did we ever really put kids at the forefront? Did we ever make sure that they were not in these positions? It doesn't look like it, even when you look back in history. And that saddens me. I've got, let's see, before we go to break here, I've got Mike in Dundalk. Mike, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Mike? All right, Mike could not hold on. And we're going to continue this conversation when we get back. Real quick, if you go to WCBM.com, take part in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? Right now, 53% of you say pro, 47% of you say cons. And you know what? It could go either way. The way that we handled it, it could have fueled a lot of resentment. We'll discuss more when we get back.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're having an out of the norm conversation here. It's about desegregation. And again, this has nothing to do with racism or anything like that. We were just talking about this because Trevor Noah, who used to be with Comedy Central, he asked the question, did desegregation have more pros or cons? And that's the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. 53% of you so far said it had pros. 47% of you said so far that it had more cons to it. And I say, yes, I love the fact that we're all together. And I think it was a great comment there, Dan, calling it a salad bowl instead of a melting pot. But at the same time, the way that we did it, I mean, throwing the kids into different schools. And then, you know, Preston, thank you for calling in. Preston said, you know, how his mom was one of the individuals that sat down with one of those students. And I'm sure she caught a lot of flack from even her peers for sitting down with the kids. So it just, obviously the way we went about it, to me, I do believe it fueled a lot of resentment, but you might not feel the same way. I've got Jim in Lutherville. Jim, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, so, well, it's a really good conversation, and I've liked the last few commenters. You know, prejudice is kind of a natural thing. It's really part of the survival instinct. We know our own kind the best, and new and different cultures subconsciously those things are a threat. And so nobody observed that, you know, we have a Polish section of town, we have an Italian section, we have a, you know, Chinatown, we have all these different segregated communities. And why is that? It's because people prefer to be with their own. And the trouble with desegregation as it was it basically was rammed down our throats. And when you look at segregation, just like when you look at apartheid in South Africa, why do you have these things? It's because laws were created by government to separate people and to integrate people. All you have to do is remove those laws, and people will naturally integrate in a free market society like ours, because it becomes in everybody's best interest. So, for example, in the 30s, most blacks were not members of any organized labor. And organized labor deliberately kept them out. And so blacks could offer their services at a lower price than what organized labor was doing and take away its power. And so organized labor came up with the idea of the minimum wage. And the minimum wage wasn't put in to help people. It was to make organized labor more competitive with those people who are, you know, who were not part of that.
So
everywhere you look, it's government getting in the way. And if it, apartheid was falling apart naturally because it was in everybody's interest to work together.
Yeah.
But in South Africa, they tore it down and then rammed integration down their throats. And now in South Africa, you have a very bad situation.
Jim.
I've written a book called Manufactured Crisis, The War Against America. And one of the chapters is titled Weaponizing the Poor, The War Against Black America.
Okay, Jim, I appreciate that. We're coming up on a hard break here. We'll have to check your book out. We'll continue this conversation when we get back after the break.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away